Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu/community-education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Second half underway. It's Batesville with the basketball. They'll work it inside. Scoring off the glass is Allie Edwards. She's in double figures now with 10 points. It's 34-31. Mountain Home with the lead over Batesville. Lady Bombers' first offensive possession of the second half now. Riley Walker works on the right side. Popping out is Tabor with it. Looks inside to Foreman on the floor once. Pass deflected. And it's loose. Out of bounds. Turnover. 5 turnovers now by Mountain Home. Lady Bombers up. 7:09 left in this third quarter. Lady Pioneers on the perimeter with Higginbottom. Out top, Hagwood has it. Free throw line is Hammock. The kick out right side, a 3 by Griffin won't go. Rebound out of bounds. Nice job along the baseline by Higginbottom, the freshman. Diving, throws the ball off one of the Mountain Home players and out of bounds. So Batesville with it. Higginbottom left side 3 won't go. Rebound. Jump ball called, and the arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will have it this time. 6:45 left in the third. Lady Bombers by 3 with the basketball. Here's Tabor to the right baseline with the dribble drive. The kick out. Free throw line jumper by Foreman won't go. Rebound Higginbottom. She'll run the floor with it all the way down the right side of the paint and score. 34-33, we've got a one-point game. Mountain Home wants a timeout. 6:15 left in the third. It's 34-33, Lady Bombers leading. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
.6:15 left in the third. Batesville with the first 4 points of the second half to pull within one. 34-33. Lady Bombers with it. Here's Husky. Baseline pass to Tabor. Goes up and draws the foul. This is on Edwards. It's going to be her first foul this half against the Lady Pioneers. And Matley Tabor will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot 2. The first one is good. She has 5 points on the night. One more now for Mally. This one good as well. She's 4 of 4 from the line. 36-33, Mountain Home with 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Hammock runs the point now for the Lady Pioneers. swings it into the left corner, Higginbottom. Higginbottom, a freshman, driving the left baseline. Wraparound pass in the paint. The shot is missed, and the jump ball called as Foreman has the rebound. She is tied up, and the arrow points towards Batesville. That's officially going to count as a rebound and then a turnover as Batesville gets it back. Inbounds pass out top, Higginbottom. Into the paint, missing from 15. The rebound, Foreman. She walked with the basketball. So she gets the board but travels with it. She's going to come out, and Penn will check in. Again, Batesville and inbound underneath their basket with 5:33 left in the third quarter. Inside it goes. The shot is missed. Rebound out of bounds. Mountain home basketball. By 27 left in the third. Lady Bombers up 36-33. Mountain Home has led the entire way. Walker. Out top, the ball deflected, stolen away. Another Mountain Home turnover. At the other end, the shot missed in the paint by Griffin. The rebound and the putback is missed by Higginbottom, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. The foul on Mountain Home is on Mally Tabor, her second. First this half against Mountain Home. Higginbottom hits the first free throw. Husky out, Emma Martin in now for Mountain Home. Second free throw missed. Walker with the rebound for Mountain Home. Riley now with five boards on the night. 5 minutes left in the third. The Lady Bombers do not have a field goal yet in this third quarter. They've been outplayed the first 3 minutes of the second half. Batesville down by two. Mountain Home led by as many as nine in that first half. Walker, left side to the elbow with the dribble. Back to Pfeiffer. Her three is off the back of the rim. And Martin chases down the rebound for Mountain Home to keep it alive. Pfeiffer, right side, works off the pick, spots for the three, it won't go. And the rebound, it's Batesville basketball. That's Hammock with her third. Down the left side of the paint, tied up by Emma Martin. Great job reaching in and tying it up. Well, the Batesville fans don't like it. They wanted the foul called, and the arrow points towards Mountain Home. The Lady Bombers will keep it. Foreman back in, Penn out now for Mountain Home. So Mountain Home gets the basketball back. 4:18 left in the third. Lady Bombers up 36-34. Here's Walker, now Pfeiffer. Left side, three is no good. Rebound along the baseline. And this is going to be Mountain Home basketball. Lady Bombers will have it under their basket. And again, the baseball fans didn't like that call. They thought Foreman went over the back, and truthfully, she got away with it. Inbounds pass from Tabor, trying to get it to Foreman over her head. Higginbottom drives, misses. Offensive rebound is put back in, though, by Griffin. And we've got a tie ball game. 36-36 with 3:48 left in this third quarter. Martin in the corner. Brings it to the top of the key. Tabor, a right elbow. The bounce pass, the entry pass to Foreman. She's knocked down. She's fouled. Baxter was behind her. She commits the foul, her first. Team foul number two against Batesville. Tabor out. Husky back in for Mountain Home. 3:36 left in the third. We're knotted up at 36. Walker in the corner. Husky, the three will not go. Rebound on the backside. Foreman fell down off her hands, and Batesville comes up with the basketball, looking to take their first lead of the ball game. A three by Lang, good. Batesville leads it with 3:19 left in the third. First lead. ...39-36, Batesville on top. They have outscored Mountain Home 10-2 to open this second half. Pfeiffer works out top, swings it right side for Husky. Husky looks inside to Foreman, and a foul on Baxter once again, playing on the backside with that post defense. First, second, third team foul against Batesville. Husky to trigger the inbounds pass, gets it into Pfeiffer right side, wants a three, gets a three, and Mountain Home is back on top. Check it, we're tied. Tied at 39. Here's a three by Lang. This one's an air ball. Rebound in the corner is controlled by Griffin. It was tipped out to her. We're not at a 39 with 2:25 left in this third quarter. Batesville on the offensive end. Higginbottom open in the corner, misses the shot. Baxter the rebound, fouled as she goes up. Emma Martin's going to get the foul. Baxter, three rebounds, has not scored yet tonight. She'll go to the line here. The foul on Emma Martin is her second, team foul number two, against Mountain Home this half. First free throw is good. .40-39. Second free throw missed, and Foreman has the rebound, her seventh board of the evening. So Batesville leads it by one with 2:08 left in the third quarter. Foreman pops out, finds Husky on the left side. Martin, the kick out to Walker, right side. Out top, it's Walker once again. Batesville and man-to-man. The drive by Martin, right side. Down the paint, won't go with the shot. The rebound by Griffin, her sixth board. The pull-up at the other end missed by Edwards, and the rebound to Mountain Home. Emma Martin comes up with it, her second board. 1:33 left in the third, Batesville by one. Martin runs the point. Takes the dribble to the right wing. Works off the pick. Pulls up from 15 and knocks it down. Used that pick perfectly by Foreman at about the free throw line. 41-40, Mountain Home is back on top with 69 seconds left in the third. Coach Stan Fowler slowing things up as they bring it into the front court. Mountain Home in the zone. Here's a three missed out top. And the shot blocked on the putback underneath by Foreman. At the other end, a three in the corner by Husky. In and out, rebound Higginbottom. That's her third. And the ball taken away by Emma Martin. Draws the foul and will go to the free throw line. Martin gets the steal in the backcourt and then waits for the defender to get in the air and draws the foul. The foul on Hammock is her third. Team foul number four. Martin at the line to shoot two. First one rattles around and it will not go. Edwards back in for the Lady Pioneers. Baxter comes out. 37 seconds left in this third quarter. Second free throw is good by Martin. She'll come out. Tabor will check in. 37 seconds left in the third. Mountain Home up 42-40. Right side, Higginbottom. They'll look in the paint now. This is Griffin. Throws it back out top to Lang. They'll look underneath. The ball deflected, and it's out of bounds. Off Mountain Home. Batesville keeps the possession with 13 seconds left in this third quarter. 13 seconds left in the period. Lang looks inside. The drive by Hammock, and she's fouled. Fouls on Foreman. It's going to be her third. Team foul number three against Mountain Home. Hammock at the line. First one is missed. Seven of 14 from the line tonight for Batesville. Second free throw is missed. Walker has the rebound in the corner for Mountain Home. 6 seconds left in the period. Walker, three on the clock. Gives it up to Husky. She'll have to take the shot at the buzzer. Will not go. And the quarter comes to an end. Mountain Home leads it 42-40 at the end of three. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!